Rubberized flooring in the Best and Bash Arena in Napanee was a highly contested matter as council approved their 2025 operating and capital budgets this week. Discussion at the meeting saw council amend the budget to reassess how they fund the $70,000 replacement of flooring surrounding one of the rinks within the arena. Originally, the budget set out to use $70,000 from the town's levy, but Councillor Dave Pinnell suggested it be taken from the town's reserve funds.
To have wear and tear on the rubberized floor in the hallways and in the change rooms, I think should be coming from the user pay system, much like what the ice resurfacer is, and also the humidifier that we're purchasing through partially through the building maintenance reserve. I think that if anybody is causing wear and tear on that floor, has some sort of close connection with a user pay, whether it be you've rented the ice surface, you are there for public skating, or somebody has sponsored the public skating, and therefore it should be different than somebody with skates on causing wear and tear than what the general public is.
Councillor Bob Norrie agreed with Pinnell, adding his own points.
I don't even own a pair of skates. I don't mind paying for the scrubber because I do attend banquets and buy supper there once in a while, but or watch a game. But I mean, us in the urban area pay for the water treatment plant through service fees or whatever you want to call them. Bag tags are a similar thing, so we've opened that door. So I agree, it should just come out of the user pay area of the, because that's where the damage happens. My running shoes don't scratch it up.
Mayor Terry Richardson argued it was regular wear and tear.
We're putting money into a facility that everyone benefits from. We can allow it to get wore down. There's a lot of other user groups that use it. It sounds like we're sort of blaming the hockey players and the figure skaters and the public skaters for their wear and tear on a flooring that a lot of other people use as well.
Councillor Angela Hicks described why she didn't agree with the amendment.
I am not in favor of taking anything else out of the reserves. In my mind, this is a consumable item. The roof is, the building is still going to be there, and in 20 years, we're going to have to replace the floor again because the floor is designed. It's a design. It's the way it's designed. It's going to eventually fail. It's a consumable item. It is not something that is part of the building reserve fund, which is intended to eventually replace the existing arena. And so the more we dip into that reserve for this type of item, the longer it's going to take to build up the reserve again in order to do the arena.
Councillor Michael Shank noted the importance of reserve funds.
That's why we're in the predicament we are today, is because everybody kept on sucking from the reserves. When I left here, we had a lot of money in reserves. In those 4 years, it all went away. So we have to start building the reserves so we can afford our fleet. God forbid if we happen to have a fire truck go down. You want this municipality to grow, we better have our books in order.
General Manager of Financial and Information Technology Services and Treasurer Ellen Hamill spoke about the looming possibility of tariffs and how it affected their creation of the 2025 budget.
There's a lot of moving pieces to this conversation right now, up to and including, you know, the tariffs not happening. However, we obviously need to be prepared that this could impact the municipal budget.
Hamill noted which areas might be most impacted.
When we looked at our capital items that we think will be impacted by this, there are a few that kind of rise to the top, primarily as it relates to fleet. And as we said, those will come back to council when we will have contingency plans in place and options for council at that point in time to be able to fund any increase that may come as a result of pending tariffs.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.